from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This is Gresh and Fourier.
Swing and a fly ball left center field toward the gap. Over goes Rafaela. He's there and makes the catch. Ball game over. Kenley has an easy 1-2-3 ninth. The final, Boston 4 and San Diego 1.
It's that time. Gresh and Fourier right now on WEEI.
How many people are distracted already this week? Yeah, me too. Everybody's going to work today being like, you just got to get to Thursday.
I feel like people check out early and earlier each year.
No doubt.
So normally, even Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving is on a Thursday. Most people would like that Wednesday is like a real busy travel day.
Yeah.
It just gets early and earlier. 4th of July is Thursday this week. I heard on Friday that this past weekend was one of the busiest travel weekends of the year because of 4th of July.
That is correct.
All right, well, 4th of July is on Thursday. Why is everybody leaving now? Why are they leaving so early?
Oh, because people take the whole week off.
I would say, all right, maybe you take Wednesday off and it's that seems then you have a long weekend.
Well, if I may. Think of it through the purview of someone who is working 40 or 50 hours a week, and maybe they get some comp days for working holidays like we used to, and that went out the window, or you only have 2 weeks of vacation all year. You're trying to figure out how to stretch it out. So if you take these 3 days and you get the 4th and the 5th off, you get a week's vacation only burning 3.
Do most people get the 5th off, though? Because that would be a Friday. Normally, people got to come back to work.
Yeah,
that's why it sucks that 4th of July falls on the middle of the week. You want it on a Friday.
Yeah, I think for some it is you get the day off automatically, and then some companies observe it on Friday, like in terms of the off day, or you build in like the extra kind of vacation day because it falls on a Thursday. It'd be like if Christmas were on a Friday and you would still give people Christmas Eve off the day before.
Yeah.
It's a little weird and clunky. You're right. It's weird to have like the 4th of July land on a Thursday. But I think for people, like, we're very fortunate here at Odyssey that they'll give you as much flex time that Chime will, take
Chime,
and abuse.
And I mean, they're never
all
seen
over
again.
It, right?
Hey, is it? Because Thursday is like the worst day. Think about it. You celebrate 4th of July, hanging out, whatever, getting polluted, having a grand old time. And then you got to go. You got to re-entry on a Friday knowing that you have the weekend. Like, how focused are you really going to be
with
any sort of work?
No.
So your bookend, right? You're working on a Friday bookend between a national holiday and the weekend.
See, Pineapple Cats 4 in the Twitch chat says, Take off Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday again. 9 days. 4 days for nine. Why not? There you go.
4 days. Everybody's looking for a deal.
Well, again, it's maximizing those vacations.
Well, I do that every year.
You remember the time here where it was you only had X amount of weeks and things like that?
It was part of your negotiation for your contract.
Yeah, no question.
Negotiating days off. It was like the one thing I awaited to the very end. I was like, well, then I want this.
Exactly.
Another week? Excellent. I got it to 20 days. I was pretty happy about myself.
Yeah, and then they blew it all up.
And I was like, well, damn, all that negotiation for nothing.
For nothing. The 207, the town I live in Maine, becomes a ghost town. The week of the 4th of July, everybody goes on vacation. So that's really what it is. See, I hope you're not jinxing me. Because I know you're not going to be here Wednesday. But sometimes that Wednesday ride home for everybody who is like working Monday through Wednesday and then just having Thursday, Friday off, that's where I hope, like, it's kind of like those, everybody's going to the Cape. Well, it's 4 hours of friggin' traffic to be able to get around there, down there, or at least get to where I am in beautiful Seekonk, Rhode Island.
Yeah.
I would say
drive in the middle of the night. You want to avoid all the traffic. Here's my travel holiday hack.
Well, here we go.
Drive.
From a man that Johnny Law is still after for unpaid tolls.
It's fine. Drive in the middle of the night. It's fine. You will save so much time.
Yeah.
Just if you drive at 11 p.m. at night, midnight, whatever, you'll so what? Take a nap, hop in the car. It's so much easier driving a long distance if you just don't have to start and stop and play this, like, you know, driving, you know, Russian roulette with all these other cars. Dive bombing you from left and right, cutting you off, stopping short. What a nightmare.
Well, that's why they make pipes.
Pipes.
Keep one in your car.
Oh,
somebody gets a little
it.
Fresh. Next
Nobody,
thing you know, you're out with a weapon.
You're not jumping out of your car with a weapon.
You know where mine is in my car, for crying out loud. It's easily accessible. You got to have it right in that center console. But, yeah, a lot of folks are these 2 weeks, really. These next two are kind of the big vacation weeks. I know I'm off like the third week of July or whatever, and then whenever we come back, it's right into training camp.
With
the new practice time that's going to illuminate the skies and change everything down in Foxborough.
I have some thoughts on that when we get to it.
No, we'll get to it. You bet
Once
your
again,
ass
I don't
we
like
will.
It.
You're not allowed to say that. Only I'm the one that's supposedly allowed to question Mayo to get yelled at by everybody. When you do it, you are a pro, so people won't yell at you.
I know, yeah. When I say it, it's coming from like a professional,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Live that life.
Yeah, when all the people on Twitch are like, give him a chance, and then the other half are like, I don't like what I'm seeing, and oh my God, we get into all of that. But the Red Sox series against the Padres, Sox end up losing the series 2-1. They got pounded on Friday and Saturday to the tune of being outscored 20-3. Sox turned around and win yesterday's game 4-1. They're now off today. They head to Miami for 3 and then head to New York for 3. So there'll be a star-spangled week for the travel department over at the Red Sox. But those first two games were pretty ugly.
Yeah,
this
Tanner Houck had like his just worst performance, which is fine. You give him everybody needs to burn one down. But and this is why I said it was too early to be talking.
Sox got rocked.
This is why I thought it was too early to be talking about trade deadline stuff. It's way too premature.
Yeah,
they had a nice little run, and then most of those runs, and especially on Friday, you had 5 runs in one inning, and or 9 in one inning on Friday, and then 5 in one inning on Saturday.
It got tilted pretty quick. Yeah.
It just unloaded, and then I don't know who the pitcher is. They bring this one pitcher in on Saturday. I forgot his name is, and he's
that would be Bailey Horn.
Was that? Is
I
that,
didn't
is
know that,
that
name. I saw him called up, and I had to ask who he was.
Because Bailey Horn.
Yeah, okay, because that's an indication that they're like, okay, we're not wasting any of our real pitchers.
Even Bradford had to look it up.
It's like Bailey Horn. How the hell did you know that? It's a feeling you should get a point just for calling that guy's name out.
That was basically when I turned the game off.
Okay. So then it resonated with you, right? It's like what you
I was like, wow, this guy got rocked.
All I hear is Lou Brown from Major League. They're bringing in Horn. It's over. Look out. So as of today, the Red Sox are a game and a half back of the final wild card spot. Not just, hey, we're in the wild card. It is a game and a half back in the final wild card spot. Kansas City is sitting there at 47-39. And light slate today in MLB. Only three games. One of them starts at 3:30. So I don't know what the networks have on. I'm assuming NBC is still going to pound us over the head with all the Olympic trials
Olympic coverage.
I got to say, just because it was on in the house last night. The ladies had it on in the house. So
I was watching it this weekend.
Showing Simone Biles get like 12 feet in the air and them stopping to measure it is just wild.
Yeah. When I looked at it, I was like, I was watching the dudes on, Saturday, and they're just like, the strength that those guys have is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
And it's not like they don't lift weights. They don't sit there and they're not doing squats and all they do is jump around and pull themselves up.
They're just
naturally strong.
It's the explosiveness that like on the floor routine and they just,
I am amazed though. Like when they do the whole, like, it's not the pommel horse. It's the, where they sprint and they jump over that one thing. Is that the pommel horse? The pommel horse is when they jump around with the rings.
Yeah.
They just run and jump over that. They sprint, right? And they jump on that little pad. What is that called? What event is that called?
It's the vault.
The vault.
Yes.
Have you ever watched them run?
Oh, yeah.
They can't run.
Yeah.
They're like, they have the worst running technique I've ever seen.
Yeah,
one
they're
arm's
doing
out
it.
Here. One arm's is like, yeah, the legs are all over the place.
Yeah, it's not like form sprinting.
Nobody's
like you would
taught
in the 100.
Them how to run.
No. They do it because they gotta hit the ramp.
I know, but you would think that someone would say, listen, you'll be more efficient for a sport that is so technically sound. Like everything is just like, you know, you're trying to win by a tenth of a point or whatever the hell it is. So you work your ass off just for that to be perfect. And then none of them know how to run.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought, listen, that stood out to me.
It is that of all the things to notice.
It's like, wow, these guys, nobody taught these guys
how
to run.
That would be it. So it's not the flippy dippy dudes that they do after
they
hit the springboard. It's the fact that they can't run.
They can't run. They have their technique. When you see these guys run, you would say, this is the most unathletic guy I've ever seen in my life. Then they hit that vault pad and they do like 500 flips.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Oh, well, there it is.
Yeah, they're running for the.
There it is.
Yeah, they're running for the vault, not to sprint or anything like that. Good morning, everyone in the Twitch chat and watching on YouTube. You can go to YouTube, type in WEEI. The live stream will pop right up. You can check it out along with our collection of work on the YouTube and at WEEI.com. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. DHay2729, Seekonk is in Mass, you dummy. Way to play along.
Oh, nobody has picked
way
up on that
to
yet.
Play along
live
there,
from
buddy.
Seekonk, Rhode Island.
Yeah, there you go. There it is.
I'll be Andy Gresh, everybody, joining us from Seekonk, Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Andy obviously had some major issues.
Yeah, this guy, I live there, and he thinks I don't know the state.
New listener.
There you go. There's what it is.
Excellent
new
point.
Listener. There it is. Monty Mack taking a dig at you. Fourier sounding very Wiggy-like right now.
How so?
I don't know about that.
The guy the gymnast can't run?
Yeah. I think it was...
When they do their floor routine, when they get in the corner and they start running before their big, major move, it's like, holy cow, tuck your elbows in, run with a different... They're just so compact.
Well, that's because they're getting the momentum going.
All over
to
the
be
place.
Able to do the flips and the flops and the flies and all that kind of stuff. Today is also the start of NBA free agency. We've got a lot to get to. The Celtics did a good job of bringing people back, but the rest of the league is starting to load up to try to take out the Celtics. We'll give you the very latest on that. NHL free agency as well. We sit and wait to see if the Bruins are going to make something happen. A lot of Steven Stamkos rumors out there, but apparently there are like 10 teams that are in it in terms of Stamkos. So I'm not going to allow the delusions of grandeur. But, Foyer, today is also a very big day in the world of sports.
It is.
It is basically free money day in the world of sports. Folks, today it is Bobby Bonilla Day. Of course, the one-time Pittsburgh Pirate, then-turned New York Met. In the 2000 season, the owners of the Mets, which I do believe would have been Madoff at that time, went to old Bob Bonilla and was like, listen, we don't want to pay you the $6 or $7 million we owe you this year. We're going to do a structured settlement plan. It kind of sounds like a commercial that you would now hear, like the timeshare guy.
You know, if you got a timeshare, I can help you get out of it. I'm a swashbuckler. You know, that guy?
Yeah.
And then it's like, hey, I'm an agent.
Yeah, I love that guy. I mean,
but, you know, it's a, hey, you don't want to pay him? Let's do a structured settlement. Yeah. And the next thing you know, Bobby Bonilla, how about this, Foyer?
Oh, that's funny.
Today, Bobby Bonilla gets the 14th installment of $1,193,248.20 today. So this guy goes on to his little TD app or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And there's a deposit in there for the New York Metropolitans for almost $1.2 million. There's 11 years left on this for Bobby Bonilla, in which the Mets still owe him just under $12 million. So the Mets have paid Bonilla over $16.5 million so far for him to not play the 2000 season. And that's not even the best thing about Bobby Bonilla Day. The best thing is that people forget, Fourier, that this guy also has a second deferred contract, this time with the Baltimore Orioles. Jeez. That pays him $500,000 every year from 04 to 29. So Bobby Bonilla, for being a bad baseball player and dumb ownership who just didn't want to pay up in the moment, who are now paying him a structured settlement until like 2030. And this guy's got the same thing going with the Orioles as well.
It is truly amazing that now I'm assuming that is it just cheaper to kind of slow play this? I'm assuming this is the whole like idea behind this. Instead of lump summing it, you know, we're just going to make as much interest off the money that we were supposed to pay you, and hopefully, you know, it'll lighten the blow
towards us.
If you're like a financial whiz,
if you're a financially secure player, this is a great deal for you, because instead of, just think about it, all the Mets had to do, Christian, was come up with, I think it was like $6.5 million in 2000. And this would have been done. Instead, this guy gets this.
It's an annuity. It's literally like a retirement plan.
Yeah, it really is.
So no matter what he does with his money, he knows.
Yep.
Like, he's never going to be broke.
Yep.
Because everybody owes him money.
It's unbelievable.
And an MLB
pension on top of it. And he made like $100 million in the 90s.
This is the craziest thing. It's like you threw some other ones in there. I did not know that there was more people, more players.
Oh, yeah.
And probably more than you listed. That will live almost a half a lifetime and still being paid. And this is only in Major League Baseball. This doesn't happen in any other sport. It's just Major League Baseball.
Rick DiPietro.
Because hockey is now in the NBA, you have like the buyouts where they actually give you the money, and then you do end up getting money at a later date. But in terms of something that's like this
for 15, 20 years.
No, there's none of that. No, in the NBA, they pay the freight. Like Chris Paul just got released today. Yeah. And I do believe he had like $30 million coming to him or whatever in the world it was. Like, he's still going to get that money. But it's just a matter of like, when are you going to get it?
Yeah.
But this is amazing.
Rick DiPietro, $1.5 million until 2029.
There you go. And it was because I think the Islanders at the time, I think those were the team he was with.
It was the biggest contract ever,
I think. It was like a 12-year deal or something crazy, and that owner was like, God, I can't support
this. I can't write that check.
15-year contract.
I mean, that's unbelievable on print. Right. They gave him a 15-year deal,
let alone.
There
you go.
But there are two Red Sox that get checks today as well.
All right. Who are they?
In fact, due to the, I would say the intrepid research, but really, Billy ended up seeing online that I do believe both Manny Ramirez, who gets a check today for $1.96 million from the Red Sox, and little Dusty Pedroia gets a check today as well.
$2 million goes up to $2.5 million next year.
Yeah, so the 8th and 9th highest paid Red Sox this year or something like that, or the 9th and 10th highest paid Red Sox are two guys that are retired.
That's great. Wait, did they finish paying Chris Sale?
I think that was a lump sum that goes with the with the contract.
Okay.
But no, there are those as well, and they wrote that contract that way. Whereas with Pedroia, it was, oh my God, he won the MVP. Let's give him a hundred year deal when it was like, he's a little guy, he's going to break down. No, he's the MVP. You got to pay him.
He's a dirt dog. They don't break down. How dare you?
Yeah, now John Henry is looking at it and going, oh, yeah, another reason not to spend money.
Now you know, when this time of year when he's realizing he's still paying people with those crazy contracts, And you had this one in there. This kind of.
Oh, this is a good one, too.
Which one are you looking at?
You're looking at KGR, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Ken Griffey Jr., ladies and gentlemen, gets his last payment from the Reds today at $3.6 million.
Jeez, that's amazing.
It really is.
That is amazing.
It really is that some
like
of
his,
these.
He's still associated with the Reds. And I was literally just watching this 30 for 30 on the whole, like, you know, Maguire Sosa home run derby, you know, back in the 90s.
Yeah.
And when he was just young and up and coming.
Oh,
and
that
he,
was just we, on,
we,
yeah.
Yeah, we were just talking about, you know, father and son duos and Ken Griffey and Ken Griffey Jr., obviously playing for the Mariners, and then LeBron with his kid. And here is this dude still making money from the Reds. It's amazing. Listen, good for you.
I mean, look.
Absolutely good for you. If they're dumb enough to pay it, I'm dumb enough to take it.
Don Fear has done the work for the MLB union. John in the car, salty foyer. Sorry your union sucks.
Ooh. That has nothing to do. I saw that. It has nothing to do with the union.
No. What, just because the NFLPA sucks is independent of baseball players still getting money on poorly written contracts.
No, I agree with you. The union, the NFL union does suck, but this has these contracts giving out on the terms have nothing to do. Has nothing to do with the union. Listen, I do think you mentioned something when we talk about like John Henry and his different philosophy on paying players. I'm sure it's reinforced when he sees stuff like this.
Agreed.
And someone hands him a sheet of paper, they walk away real slow because they know he's gonna get mad. Oh, I'm sorry, don't kill the messenger. We're still paying these guys.
$4 million for these two.
They aren't playing, right? They don't play anymore, do they?
Right.
I swear I thought Dustin Pedroia was retired.
Yep.
Okay, and Manny, I thought he was what is he doing now?
And you know what? I actually could get behind an owner who is like, okay, how about we not hand out contracts that are so bad that we have to give people a structured settlement, right? There is a happy medium in there, is there not?
That's the funniest thing, the whole guy, the timeshare guy. He's like, I've been doing timeshares my whole life.
You love that guy, don't you?
I love him. Because timeshares is such a racket.
My name's Chuck Steak.
Yeah.
If 40 years ago dumbass dad signed a thing for a timeshare, I can help get you free of that.
Did they promise you that your dues would never go up and and everything would stay the same? Well, they lied to you because you were in a good mood. You were on vacation.
They'll hit you with an assessment like you own a kid.
I do that.
By the way, we got to get a big update from the Bubba Lanny first birthday party as well. Some of the photos I saw, it looked like
classics.
It was a ripping good time.
Should be on a Hallmark card, some of them.
Oh, at some point, yeah.
And you would have to caption it with some witty headline, you know?
Listen, and maybe someday, whenever Billy is taken over as old man Lanny, maybe Bubba will have one of these structured settlements from a baseball team or something like that. Here's the million a year that you get.
Freaking the timeshare guy with the cowboy hat. It's going to solve all your problems.
Yosemite Sam's coming in.
Yeah. So good call by Billy. Chris Davis, former Oriole, $9.16 million today.
Oh, that was one
Is that a final payment?
No. He's getting paid through 2034, I think we said.
It comes down. It comes down, but he's got it till like 2037.
They gave that guy like $170 million or something like
Holy
that off
cow.
One good year, and he was terrible afterwards. Oh, they're going to start leaking out today. They're going to Max Scherzer.
Why July 1st?
Pure guess on my part. It might depend on when certain people's fiscal years start. Like for some companies, their fiscal year starts today, July 1st, and goes to the end of June.
That makes sense.
I don't know if it's
you're probably right.
There's got to be some kind of Fugazi bookkeeping going on with the MLB. No Fugazi good bookkeeping for the Celtics. They're bringing players back, but other people are loading up. We'll get to it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid.
The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, more Gresh and Fourier on WEEI.
Our Celtics coverage on WEEI is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Well, good news for you, Fourier. Bob Pucher is back.
Stop it.
Sam Hauser, otherwise known as Bob Pucher, back on the Celtics picked up his option, which is really no surprise at all that the option was picked up. The word is that the Celtics would want to discuss an extension with Hauser when they can on July 9th. Because, Fourier, welcome to Marcus Smart 2.0. Sam Hauser will get a contract extension where we're all go, that's a lot for Sam Hauser, knowing that when Brad Stevens has to start trading contracts once again, Sam Hauser becomes a valuable guy that you could throw into a deal if they get an extension done. Because if you remember when they extended Marcus Smart, one of the selling points on the Marcus Smart extension was, oh, this is a number that fits in trades. And with the drafting of Jordan Walsh and Shireman and people like that, I could totally see the Celtics doing the, yep, we'll keep Hauser, we'll extend him, and we'll give him a nice number that makes him a part of a throw-in for when we have to repurpose this roster around the Jays.
Yeah, to me, I thought that was obvious. And that's, I feel like, so the whole, like, oh, we want him here for a long time. You know, we want Sam, that was Brad Stevens last week. Yeah, you know, so it's as long as you, I feel like Sam Hauser is here for one more year. I think they're going to keep him here. They're going to make him happy. You're part of the team. We're going to bring it back. Cornette gets the one-year deal.
Uh-huh.
Bring all those guys back. Keep the nucleus the same. The younger guys start to kind of advance. You drafted Baylor Shireman. You figure, like, he needs at least a year, even, you know, especially maybe a year and a half, but even then you're fine with it. Yeah, Sam Hauser is going to be a player that a team is going to overvalue. One, because of the what he does. He's just a three-point shooter off the bench. He's going to give you points. His reputation is probably going to be more – it's going to be higher by the time next season ends anyways, because, you know, like, the Celtics will be back in the mix of things, and Sam Hauser will play his pivotal role off the bench. Give me a quick 9 points. Hit that first shot, and you're good. He's a better defender than he gets credit for, but he's going to have championship DNA now. So that comes with a higher price tag. Our guys don't know how to win. We need a guy that knows how to win. We need him to fit as a role player, you know, be a mentor, whatever you want. He's going to come with a higher price tag to a young team that needs a smart, veteran off the bench.
This is business as business is done in the NBA.
It's obvious. And I'm sure he knows it, too. So get that number it's good.
Yeah, that's why for guys like Peyton Pritchard, you know, the contract extension that he signed, it looked from the jump, oh, that'll fit here. Meaning that'll fit within the Celtics cost structure. A guy like Peyton Pritchard really doesn't cost a lot of money. Hauser,
probably gets a bump up in the next deal with the extension. But then again, he's here this next season for like $2.1 million. So in reality, it's not a ton of money. And if something comes along during the year where you start to feel good about either Walsh or Shireman and thinking, okay, they can fit the role, there's no reason that a guy like Hauser, even with the low money, couldn't be included in something for another team to look at him and then want to give him an extension.
Yeah, what comes first, do you think? Is it hey, we're going to keep these guys and just use Hauser as the example because I think he fits with this discussion. Do you keep Hauser as long as you possibly can? Or is it, okay, Shireman's ready, now he's getting bounced? Or is it, because I know like, it's also when it comes to all the money that they're going to be owing in tax, they're going to need to drop a contract because it just costs too much money. And it may have nothing to do with Shireman being ready. They just need to get rid of some money.
And that's after this coming season. Yeah. So 24-25, they should be okay. And then it is the, are you seeing growth from Walsh? What do you see in Shireman? And then you start to formulate your opinion and make those decisions. Again, if you're Brad Stevens, you want to sell the hell out of it that you want a guy like Sam Hauser here to get him on that extension. Then knowing that you could flip him. You know what I could see with Hauser? Hauser ends up doing a pretty nice deal with the Celtics, but they throw in there like a 15% or a 10% trade kicker. Hey, you know what? You work with us. If you're traded, you'll be taken care of. We'll put 15% upcharge in there. I mean, Kyrie had one of those where it was, you know, Adam,
I can do that. So I can put a clause in your contract. Hey, so you're making $10 million.
Uh-huh.
If we trade you, you're going to get a 15% boost automatically. And therefore, your contract is now,
might be the next year. There are different ways. Yeah. But, yeah, you can put trade kickers in these NBA deals now to where, hey, you work with us. You know, we'll throw a 15% trade kicker in there. Where if you're a team acquiring Sam Hauser, say Hauser gets bumped up to $5 million and there's a 15% trade kicker in there. You look at that and say, okay, is that much money that it's going to kill the deal? But it's a little sweetener for a guy like Hauser.
Yeah, and it does truly make a list. If I do kind of like stab you in the back, here's a little something for the effort.
That's exactly right.
Okay, so we're lying to your face, but hey, we're going to pay you for it.
You know what? And most people in companies get lied to their face and don't get a check on the way out the door or a bonus or anything.
That's exactly what I would be saying to him, too. You know, if you did work for Google, they would just like, suddenly your fingerprint scanner would not work or there'd be a box of all your stuff taped up in front of the building.
Well, what we're finding out is that the other teams are loading up to try to take on the Celtics, so we know that the Knicks made some moves. They brought back OG Anunoby. They went and got Mikal Bridges. So we know the Knicks have really gone in on improving their team. And now Philadelphia allegedly improves their team. Word is they're getting Paul George on a 4-year deal. And Fourier, this is great news for Celtic fans. Great news for Celtic fans. I saw the stat of no one has had more third league all NBA nods than Paul George.
Build it up.
Paul George is one of the great weens in all of basketball. This guy isn't tough. This isn't a champion. This is another guy who gets in the wambulance or whatever and then will complain about, well, we don't have this, we don't have that. Remember, he went to go do the super team thing with the Lakers, with the Clippers. And now a lot of people being like, well, the Clippers were kind of successful with him. No, they weren't. No, they didn't hit the heights in which people thought. And Paul George is a great stat compiler for about 60 games a season. And then something happens. He gets dinged. He gets hurt, whatever. It's an older guy on a long-term deal on a team that already can't win, and you're bringing in another bridesmaid? Sign me up as a Celtic fan. What are the next? I mean, they extended Tyrese Maxey down there in Philly. They announced that today. I thought they were going to go get Chris Paul. Let's get all the old suckbag weens who have never won anything in their life and try to throw them on a roster late in their career and pray to Jesus. You know, put your hand on the holy book that this will be the team. Maybe they could figure out how to get to the finals with.
This is like the Celtics derangement syndrome, right, where they just completely freak out. They don't know what to do. They realize how good they are. Now you really know Like, because I think the Celtics are even better than they showed. I think they have another level to go. Mm-hmm. I actually think they can get better. They can get more dangerous. They can get just – I just feel like they're going to be extremely dangerous. So here comes another team, the Phillies, basically admitting
– The Sixers. The Phillies win.
The Sixers. The Sixers. That, hey, listen, we're not going to be able to compete as is. Now, the Knicks already made their moves. Miami's going to end up making their moves. The Bucks haven't done anything that I have seen.
No,
or maybe they're just going to run it back.
They're with a little Rivers. They're hamstrung. They are.
I don't know if they can add, but now they have a coach that's going to be there from the beginning to the end. As far, instead of changing coaches midstream, maybe that makes a difference. Who the hell knows? But my question is like, how close are these teams actually? So all these teams are frantically making additions because they know. As constituted, as built the way they are, they can't compete with the Celtics. Can't do it. They're not going anywhere. So right now you have the Bucks, you have the Sixers who just added, and obviously the Knicks threw a bunch of money at their squad.
The Knicks have improved the most, especially relative to being able to match up with the Celtics. They still really don't have anybody that is a true matchup for Porzingis down in New York. But if you look at it, the depth, you look at the high-end players, I'm not as in love with the Knicks' high-end guys. Like, I like Jalen Brunson. He ain't Tatum or Brown, in my opinion. However, he's a really good player, and they got other good players to go with him. And a texter just sent in out of the 978, it's no longer the two-player combo to win a championship. Now you need a bench. And it really is true.
Now you need a bench.
Well, because I think for a period of time, we fell into, like in the early 2010s, let's say, you know, we fell into the LeBron, Wade, Chris Bosh trap, where it was, can you get two or three superstars, and then to hell with everyone else. But if you really look at who was kind of like the fourth guy in Miami that pushed him over the hump is Ray Allen, making big shots. So even then, you were starting to realize it wasn't just getting two or three superstars and then you'd be able to win, which I think was kind of the narrative for a period of time. Now you better have some depth. And as Brad Stevens found out, you better have the ability to match up with some of these unique European players. And the Celtics clearly had the answer for Luka. Who knows if they have the answer for Jokic and Porzingis. Maybe we'll learn in next year's finals.
Hmm. So still need to add more is what I'm hearing. Because my thought was so if you're the Celtics, are you like, oh, pff, whatever.
How are the Cavs any better other than, you know, they got a different coach now and they're going to keep Donovan Mitchell. Now they still got to go about building a roster. And they've at least think they found one guy in Donovan Mitchell. And look how far behind they are on the Celtics. Like, even in the series they played this year, even without Porzingis, it's just like the Cavs can't touch him. Come on. So there are a bunch of teams out there trying to improve, but it is worth revisiting a little bit later on the whole Knicks and the 76ers and where they're at relative to the Celtics. Don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter, Gresh Fourier, WEEI, and some football to get to. Gerard Mayo's big change and Pharaoh Brown on Bill Belichick's girlfriend next.
Remember, you can listen to WEEI on your smart speaker.
Just say, play 93.7 WEEI.
Now, more of Gresh and Fourier on WEEI.
We'll get to the Weekend Revisited coming up at 11 o'clock. We got some Tom Brady in the 11 o'clock hour as well. A lunchtime parlay for you, but I will give this information without bias, snarkiness, or a lean.
Let's try. Let me see. Try. I dare you.
Gerard Mayo, apparently it came out in Mikey Reese's little column yesterday that the camp practices under Gerard Mayo will start at 11 a.m., which is an hour and a half later, so that practice is hotter.
Ooh. Okay.
13-year NFLer Christian Fourier, who will catch less hell than me for giving the same opinion, your thoughts.
Why do you always... Okay, fine.
Oh, because Twitch screams at me. Yeah. All that, you don't even give it Mayo a chance.
So if there's only one practice a day,
yeah,
when would you prefer the practice? You personally, as a player. Because you did play.
Oh, as a player?
Yeah, well, when would you prefer it?
I mean, I always wanted morning to get it out of the way. But if I were a coach and I were trying to, quote-unquote, turn up the heat on those guys... it would probably start around noon or 12:30.
I mean, I would personally say that because even on some of these days, don't they have practice? Weren't some of these practices in the afternoon?
Correct. Or they were moved around
Of
rain, weather, but now something he
wants
like
to,
that.
Yeah, because now he wants to guarantee they're gonna be in the heat at the most difficult time of the day.
Practice is only an hour and a half.
And here's the other thing. Do you think in October, like November?
Yeah.
How important are those practices?
They're important, but not important from a conditioning being in the heat standpoint.
Yeah, and then we used to say that
gets cold quick. It's a good point.
It is. Listen, as far as heat goes, like you can get some hot days during the summer here, but it ain't nothing like Florida and the South. I would even say like some parts of California. Like it's like Arizona. It's super hot, and there's no safety. You can't get any relief.
Being in shape to play football has nothing to do with the temperature outside.
I mean, because I guess it's like, hey, we got to make you mentally tough. You got to be able to fight through this heat, guys. Yeah, but I'm cramping up. It's a small change.
It's different from what change. Bill did. It's outside the silo. There's my joke.
And technically, out of all the things to change, like as a player, and I would also think as a coach, man, I want to get my practice out of the way. I want to get it done first thing in the morning. Hey, get everybody up. Get them alive.
Yeah, I want to go.
Them and then get it over and then do everything.
I want to correct the tape from practice that day.
That's the other
not
thing.
In the morning.
So you're going to install in the morning, practices at 11:30, maybe you'll get your lift in, practices over 11:30, 12:30, I don't know, 1:30, two-hour practice, you get in, maybe it's like a normal, yeah, it's actually more like a normal day too, by the way. Like it's actually closer to a normal workday practice schedule than it is a camp schedule.
Which also does give me pause for at least a tad bit of concern, because in camp is where you pile in the work. And is it going to be much more of a kind of a normal Monday through Friday regular season schedule during camp? Or will the camp hours, which you need to take advantage of, it's the only time during the year that the players have kind of the least amount of say in terms of camp structure, length of practice, meetings, things like that. If you're going to run it 9 to 5 like you might during the regular season, then it's a little bit like OTAs. You're wasting a day to be able to get better. And I know they went out and did the philanthropic work and think all that stuff is important, but then there's the actual on-the-field product that Gerard Mayo's got to be responsible for. And if you're, you know, making it nice during camp, which, I mean, the players are going to love it. Of course they are. It's like, what? I'm not here from 6 a.m. until 10 o'clock at night? But that's the essence of camp, is it not?
Well, I mean, our essence of camp and what the reality of camp is much different. It's just, I remember talking to Ivan Fears one day when I was like just during camp years ago, walking through the tunnel and just talking to him about how he fills the time, because they're only allowed to work a certain amount of time each day, and they can't fill that time with practices anymore.
Right.
And you can only watch so much film.
You got to do sim. That's why the whole AI part of it.
What are you going to do? Like, yeah, so on your downtime, go to the Patriot Arcade, which is really a simulation center, right? Where you can, honest to God, instead of playing Madden, why don't you play, you know, the real simulation, whatever the hell it is. In the big scheme of things, I know why you did it, because it's like it feels like they're going out of their way to be different than, like, everything that Bill did was so wrong. And this move is a personal move for him. This is something that he likes. This is something that he thinks makes a difference. In the end, I don't know if it does.
Well, I just looked at the road schedule foyer. At Cincinnati on September 8th. Is that one of the hotbeds?
Where is it?
At Cincy, September 8th.
Oh, it can get muggy. It can get humid there.
At New York, September 19th.
Nah, I mean, all these 1 o'clock games?
8:15, because the one in New York is the Thursday nighter.
Oh,
so it'll cool down.
Cincinnati, I mean, you should probably know this too.
1 o'clock, Cincy. It can get a little muggy
September,
there.
Absolutely.
But then they're at San Francisco at a 4:05 end of September. And then the next road game is at Jacksonville in London. And then you're not on the road again until Tennessee on November 3rd. So it's not like there's an early Dolphins game where you say, hey, being in the heat is really going to help us. It's all right, it's a personal move.
Do you think it's like
sadly, I think it might be more of an indicator that camp is going to be much more structured like regular season, in which you're wasting time.
Well, it's good for us. I mean, hell, we're going to be there from 10 to 2, so we will get a good little pregame and then be able to watch the entire thing.
Well, we get yelled at, though, for mentioning some of the stuff that would go on.
I get yelled at for riding my scooter down the tunnel.
Happened to me once in 2013. The whole Gronk and Revis working on each other in practice. We got the whole, what are you doing?
I remember that.
Yeah, it was, because Revis was working in the red zone against big tight ends, and that's where the antenna went off. It's like, oh, that's what they're going to do. Sure enough, first game out, it's exactly what they did. They moved Revis and let those cover skills work for him. But anyway, we got to get to Pharaoh Brown and Bill Belichick's girlfriend a little bit later on. And the Patriots and Matt Judon, are they close to an extension? Do they need to be close to an extension? We're going to have to flesh that one out. But the weekend revisited. What caught our eye that maybe didn't catch yours? That's next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Remember, you can listen to WEEI on your smart speaker.
Just say, play 93.7 WEEI.
Now, more of Gresh and Fourier on WEEI.
We'll get to the weekend revisited coming up at 11 o'clock. We got some Tom Brady in the 11 o'clock hour as well. A lunchtime parlay for you, but I will give this information without bias, snarkiness, or a lean.
Let's try. Let me see. Try. I dare you.
Gerard Mayo, apparently it came out in Mikey Reese's little column yesterday that the camp practices under Gerard Mayo will start at 11 a.m., which is an hour and a half later, so that practice is hotter.
Ooh. Okay.
13-year NFLer Christian Fourier, who will catch less hell than me for giving the same opinion, your thoughts.
Why do you always... Okay, fine.
Oh, because Twitch screams at me. Yeah. Oh, you don't even give it Mayo a chance.
So if there's only one practice a day,
yeah,
when would you prefer the practice? You personally. As a player,
As a player,
yeah. Well, when would you prefer it?
I mean, I always wanted morning to get it out of the way. But if I were a coach and I were trying to quote unquote turn up the heat on those guys, it would probably start around noon or 12:30.
I mean, I would personally say that because even on some of these days, don't they have practice. Weren't some of these practices in the afternoon?
Correct. Or they were moved around because moved around. Of rain, weather, but now something he
wants
like
to,
that.
Yeah, because now he wants to guarantee they're gonna be in the heat at the most difficult time of the day.
And the practice is only an hour and a half.
And here's the other thing. Do you think in October, like November?
Yeah.
How important are those practices?
They're important, but not important from a conditioning being in the heat standpoint.
Yeah, and then we used to say that
gets cold quick. That's a good point.
It is. Listen, as far as heat goes, like you can get some hot days during the summer here, but it ain't nothing like Florida and the South. I would even say like some parts of California. Like it's like Arizona. It's super hot, and there's no safety. You can't get any relief.
Being in shape to play football has nothing to do with the temperature outside.
I mean, because I guess it's like, hey, we got to make you mentally tough. You got to be able to fight through this heat, guys. Yeah, but I'm cramping up. It's a small change.
It's different from what change. Bill did. It's outside the silo. There's my joke.
And technically, out of all the things to change, like as a player, and I would also think as a coach, man, I want to get my practice out of the way. I want to get it done first thing in the morning. Hey, get everybody up. Get them alive.
Yeah, I want to go.
Them, and then get it over and then do everything.
I want to correct the tape from practice that day.
That's the other
not
thing.
In the morning.
So how are you? So you're going to install in the morning. Practice is at 11:30. Maybe you'll get your lift in. Practice is over 11:30, 12:30. I don't know. 1:30, 2 hour practice. You get in. Maybe it's like a normal. Yeah, it's actually more like a normal day too. By the way, like it's actually closer to a normal workday practice schedule than it is a camp schedule.
Which also does give me pause for at least a tad bit of concern, because in camp is where you pile in the work. And is it going to be much more of a kind of a normal Monday through Friday regular season schedule during camp? Or will the camp hours, which you need to take advantage of, it's the only time during the year that the players have kind of the least amount of say in terms of camp structure, length of practice, meetings, things like that. If you're going to run it 9 to 5 like you might during the regular season, then it's a little bit like OTAs. You're wasting a day to be able to get better. And I know they went out and did the philanthropic work and think all that stuff is important, but then there's the actual on-the-field product that Gerard Mayo's got to be responsible for.
Mm.
And if you're, making it nice during camp, which, I mean, the players are going to love it. Of course they are. It's like, what? I'm not here from 6 a.m. until 10 o'clock at night? But that's the essence of camp, is it not?
Well, I mean, our essence of camp and what the reality of camp is much different. It's just, I remember talking to Ivan Fears one day when I was like just during camp years ago, walking through the tunnel and just talking to him about how he fills the time, because they're only allowed to work a certain amount of time each day, and they can't fill that time with practices anymore.
Right.
And you can only watch so much film.
You got to do sim. That's why the whole AI part of it.
Yeah, what are you going to do? So in your downtime, go to the Patriot Arcade, which is really a simulation center, right? Where you can, honest to God, instead of playing Madden, why don't you play, the real simulation, whatever the hell it is. In the big scheme of things, I know why you did it, because it's like it feels like they're going out of their way to be different than, everything that Bill did was so wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And this move is a personal move for him. This is something that he likes. This is something that he thinks makes a difference. In the end, I don't know if it does.
Well, I just looked at the road schedule foyer. At Cincinnati on September 8th. Is that one of the hotbeds?
Where is it?
At Cincy, September 8th.
Oh, it can get muggy. It can get humid there.
At New York, September 19th.
Nah, I mean, are all these 1 o'clock games?
8:15, because the one in New York is the Thursday nighter.
Oh,
so it'll cool down.
Cincinnati, I mean, you should probably know this too.
1 o'clock, Cincy. It can get a little muggy
September,
there.
Absolutely.
But then they're at San Francisco at a 4:05 end of September. And then the next road game is at Jacksonville in London. And then you're not on the road again until Tennessee on November 3rd. So it's not like there's an early Dolphins game where you say, hey, being in the heat is really going to help us. It's all right, it's a personal move. Let's see.
Well, do you think it's like they
sadly, I think it might be more of an indicator that camp is going to be much more structured like regular season, in which you're wasting time.
Well, it's good for us. I mean, hell, we're going to be there from 10 to 2, so we will get a good little like
no
pregame
doubt.
And then be able to watch the entire thing.
Well, we get yelled at, though, for mentioning some of the stuff that would go on.
Well, I get yelled at for riding my scooter down the tunnel.
Happened to me once in 2013. The whole Gronk and Revis working on each other in practice. We got the whole, what are you doing?
I remember that.
Yeah, it was, yeah because Revis was working in the red zone against yeah. big tight ends, and yeah. that's where the antenna went off. It was like, oh, that's what they're going to do. Yeah. Sure enough, first game out, it's exactly what they did. They moved Revis and let those cover skills work for him. But anyway, we got to get to Pharaoh Brown and Bill Belichick's girlfriend a little bit later on. And the Patriots and Matt Judon, are they close to an extension? Do they need to be close to an extension? We're going to have to flesh that one out. But the weekend revisited. What caught our eye that maybe didn't catch yours? That's next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.